They have indeed, as they've won by 6 points in the end, 19 points to 13, with the Stourman Declan Colton notching 13 points of the Donegal tally. Of course, Donegal were trailing by a point, 11 points to 10 at the interval here in Michael Fay Memorial Park. But Donegal were much the better team in the second half and thoroughly deserved their victory. Declan Colter with a three and his ninth point of the contest levelled matters on 37 minutes before Lee Henderson with his only score of the game. But a beauty it was indeed, a long range point from play, put Donegal 12-11 ahead. Colter with a long range point from play established a 2 point lead for Donegal, and then of course Colter was again who notched Donegal's 14th point, his 11th of the contest, and they led by 14-11 after 42 minutes. However, Longford rallied and scored the next 2 points through Danny Connell and Matthew O'Donoghue, and suddenly it was a 1 point game. Looked like Donegal were going to get a crucial goal, but Longford keeper Enid Daly pulled off a brilliant save from Donegal substitute Conor O'Grady to keep the home side in the contest before Jerry Gilmore made it 15 points to 13 for Donegal on the 50 minute mark. Then Joe Ball came all the way up from the half-back line to re-establish a 3 point lead for Donegal with a fine score from way out on the left. And suddenly Donegal led by 16 points to 13 on 58 minutes. Enid Daly again came to Longford's rescue on 59 minutes when a Coulter was put in by a superb ball from way out on the left, a brilliant diagonal pass from Bernard Lafferty, and a put Coulter clean in on goals, but Daly produced a fine save. However, Coulter did convert the subsequent 65, and suddenly there were 4 points clear, 17 points to 13. Coulter then, with his 13th of the contest, made it 18 points to 13 just before additional time, and in additional time, Donegal substitute Sam Doherty got the last score to give Donegal the win they needed, 19 points to 13, although as it turned out a draw would have been good enough for them because Armagh and Tyrone ended in a draw. It looked like Donegal were playing Tyrone in the final because Tyrone led by 3 points late on, but Armagh rallied to secure a superb draw. That means it's Armagh against Donegal in the National League final. Of course, in the league, it was Armagh who came out on top by 8 points. So will Donegal avenge that? Well, time will tell. But Donegal are in to the Allianz National Hurling League Division 3A final. Final score here from Michael Fay Memorial Park in the Longford Sashes GA grounds finished Donegal winners by 19 points to Longford's 13. This is Tony G reporting for Highland Radio.